أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. إن شاء الله we discuss verse 96 of Surah Ali Imran. Continuing from the discussion of yesterday, that the Yahud had made an allegation against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you say that you followed the millat, the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, then how is it possible that you eat the meat of camel and you drink the milk of camel whilst he did not do so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to that. The second allegation they made against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to prove that it is not true, is that they said that you face the Baytullah, you face the Kaaba, and all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam had faced Al-Aqsa, and more importantly, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam hailed from Iraq. And from Iraq, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had made his hijrat to Al-Quds. And then we found that from him, the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, most of them, they were born in Al-Quds. It was their birthplace. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had passed on over there. His qabr is there. And so is the qabr of many of the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. So the actual center and focal point is Al-Quds and not Baytullah. So if you followed Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, then why did you leave Al-Aqsa facing the Qibla, facing Al-Aqsa, and then turn towards the Kaabatullah, towards the Baytullah? So hence here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes this response, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Inna awwala baytin, that the very first house, wudhi'a lin-nas, that has been established or designated or set up for mankind, lalladhi bi Bakkata, is that house which is in Bakka, mubarakan, filled with blessings, wahudan, a means of guidance, lil alamin, for the entire world, for the entire universe. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all clarifies that the very first place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought into being, the very first focal point, was that of the Baytullah and not that of Al-Aqsa. When we look at it from an historical point of view, then we find that Ali ibn Hassan rahmatullah alayh, that was famously known as Zainul Abidin, he has narrated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had first commanded the malaika to make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, that is in the seventh heaven, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the malaika themselves to build the Baytullah, the Kaaba, on this earth. And that was built out of rubies. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the malaika themselves to make tawaf of Baytullah on this earth also. And then we find, correlating with this, is Adam alayhi salatu was salam, when he performed Hajj, the malaika used to say to him that we built this house 2000 years before your birth. But then we also find another narration that Adam alayhi salatu was salam was also commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to reconstruct the Baytullah. Now we know historically all of this happened before Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam had set foot on the surface of the earth. And then we find that there was a construction by Hazrat Sheikh alayhi salat wa salam, and then the famous construction that had taken place at the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam. Now when again we look at historical details, Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to Baytullah and with regards to the first construction of a place of worship. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded that the very first place of worship was the Baytullah, built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in his time, and then 40 years later, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had built Al-Aqsa. So the very first founder of Al-Aqsa was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and then reconstruction had taken place by Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we look at all the events, we will come to the conclusion that the Baytullah was put up long before Al-Aqsa, and hence here, this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is drawing our attention to, that the very first construction of a place in which worship had taken place was, and the very first focal point was that of the Baytullah, and hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna awwala baytin, the very first house, wudhi'a lin-nas, that was designated, that was set up, that was established for mankind, was that which was in Makkah. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes Makkah or calls Makkah Makkah. Some ulama have explained that in Arabic the ba and the meem were interchangeable, and hence Makkah is called Makkah. However, we also find those narrations that explain that the place where Baytullah is, between the two hills of Safa and Marwa, that area in itself was known as Bakka, and that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala referred to it as Bakka. Then we also find Bakka in its original, from its original root, refers to a place where there is a great amount of traffic, a huge amount of people, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala called it Bakka because of the huge crowds that were going to come to Makkah Mukarrama. And one meaning of Bakka also is to crush. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala probably refers to that any person that comes to Makkah with the intention of destroying the Baytullah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will crush, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will destroy such an individual, Mubarakan. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala expresses another very important quality of this house, and Allah Ta'ala says it is Mubarak. Again, now when we look at this word Mubarak, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about it from every aspect. When we look at it from a materialistic point of view, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says again in the Quran, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا, that every type of fruit has been attracted towards it as a sustenance for the people of Makkah, for the people of the Haram. And here fruit is not just about the fruit that we eat, but every kind of merchandise has been attracted towards Makkah Mukarramah, not only in this modern day of import and exporting, but right from the time before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from a materialistic point of view also, the barakah that was in Makkah as far as goods were concerned, the finding of goods, a barren land insofar as food and sustenance was concerned, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had placed barakah, and that was not found in Al-Aqsa. And then when we look at it from the spiritual point of view, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had placed barakah in the aspect that a person performs a salah in Makkah, in the Haram of Makkah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala multiplies it 100,000 times. A person makes Hajj or Umrah, we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives that person innumerable rewards. There is forgiveness of sins, and hence in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala multiplied the barakah of Makkah, the barakah of the Baytullah, and all of it is because of the Baytullah. Wahudan, a means of hidayat, a means of guidance. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali said that when we look at it, a person goes to Baytullah, a person goes to Makkah, immediately a person is guided to two paths. And actually the two parts is one and the same. One is a person is guided towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The heart is turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And secondly, the person is guided towards Jannat. That now a person realizes the objective of his life, the shortness of this world. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala had turned the Qibla towards Baytullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Umrah and Hajj towards Baytullah, commanded this Ummah because of Baytullah being so rich in virtue. And then Allah ta'ala says, Lil Alameen, this is for the whole of mankind. This is not only an offering for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone that becomes part of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an offering for one and all. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response, the first part of the response, it continues, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that insofar as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam facing the Baytullah, it is also one part of being in the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was amongst those that built the Baytullah, he was amongst the founders of the Baytullah. So it was incorrect for them to have said that if you follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then why did you leave Al-Aqsa? Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.